Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's ceremonial head of state, Kim Jong-nam, will lead a high-level Pyongyang delegation to the Winter Olympics in South Korea this week. Some say the North Korean visit reflects a possible easing of tensions between the two Koreas after months of U.S., South Korean, and Japanese verbal attacks on North Korea for its internationally condemned ballistic missile and nuclear weapons test. Tufts University Korea scholar Sun-Yung Lee tells VOA this is an effort by Pyongyang to mesmerize the world into thinking North Korea means well.
And to advance its leverage vis-a-vis South Korea and the United States to get its adversaries to gradually de-escalate, back off, and relax prematurely, that is, sanctions against North Korea, and to buy time with which to perfect its WMD, Weapons of Mass Destruction program.
The path for the North Korean visit opened on New Year's Day when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signaled his willingness to let Pyongyang athletes participate in what South Korea is calling the Peace Olympics. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is considering restricting the sale of Venezuelan oil in an attempt to pressure the country to move closer to its constitution. Venezuela is the third largest supplier to the U.S. Tillerson is on a five-nation tour of Latin America. Moroccan rescue services have recovered the bodies of 16 migrants off the coast of Spain. Migrants are increasingly favoring the so-called Western Mediterranean route to reach Europe. So far, 243 people have died and or missing. This is VOA News. Russian jets have intensified raids on rebel-held towns and cities in Syria's northern Idlib province. It follows rebels shooting down a Russian warplane and the killing of the pilot. Witnesses say the pilot shot at the rebels when they tried to capture him. Today marks the 8th anniversary of the New START Treaty signed by then-U.S. President Barack Obama and then-President of Russia Dmitry Medvedev in Prague. Today also marks the deadline for both sides to comply with the limits to the treaty set on a range of strategic weapons, including nuclear warheads and deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nord says there is some good news on that front.
The United States has met the central limits of the New START Treaty in August 2017. We assess at this time that Russia has also progressed toward meeting those limits. We have no reason to believe that the Russian government will not meet those limits as well.
Under the treaty, both sides are to exchange information twice a year on the number of warheads and delivery vehicles and are allowed to conduct on-site inspections to verify each other's compliance. President Trump says a controversial memo alleging the FBI abused its power in probing Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election vindicates him, but that view was challenged by some lawmakers from the president's Republican Party. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart appearing on the Fox News Sunday program.
This memo has, frankly, nothing at all to do with the special counsel. It was one of the criticisms of people last week and before that who had never seen the memo, who said, you know, this is to impugn the integrity and the work of the special counsel. As you know now, Chris, has nothing at all to do with that. They're very separate. I hope the special counsel will complete his work and report to the American people.
Special counsel Robert Mueller is looking into possible Russian campaign meddling and whether Mr. Trump obstructed justice in trying to curb the probe. President Trump continues to say his campaign team did not collude with Moscow. Belgium is on high alert today as the last surviving suspect of the 2015 Paris attacks that killed 130. Salah Abdeslam stands trial in Brussels over a shootout that led to his capture that happened 4 months after the Paris attacks. Turning now to sports news, the 52nd playing of the Super Bowl of American-style football took place on Sunday night. It was late, and the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the New England Patriots. Final score 41-33. It is Philadelphia's first Super Bowl win after two attempts. It lost to the Patriots in Super Bowl 39 back in 2005.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my man, my man. Hello, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you, and we're going to be taking your minds back a little bit as we bring you some old-time favorites right on the show. And later on the show, we talk a little bit of politics and we intersperse it with beautiful music from the continent of Africa. My guest is Andrew Kemokaili, the vice presidential candidate for the National Grand Coalition Party in Sierra Leone. The elections is coming up and it's on the 7th of March. And so we'll be talking to this great man who is visiting the Washington, D.C. area, and he happened to come to our studio. So stay tuned for that. But let's start off the ball rolling with some nice music from Gabon. And this is by the late Oliver Ngoma Adia. And right after that, Omawuni and Flavor from Nigeria in Botombele in the remix. And Anything by Cao Dinero from Sierra Leone. But Adia right now by Oliver Ngoma from Gabon.
Been with me since that one great polo. It like a deal where we not get do. real talk. Now not spend no checking. Anything she requests, provide no question. She tell it in my mind, defend more blessing. Till the end, I promise no stressing. Plus the sex is wild. Just for see you happy, man, can go the extra mile. Yeah, I let you vex her smile. Keep you close and tight, gangster, she let me style. Remember the name of the man, the minute take care. Anything you ask for, I bring with the tip. You be at this guy, we all me and I just kicked it. Money in a me pocket, so them in just bent it. They wish for make you left me, run and go let it. But God forbid, you always trust the kid. No matter how we sour, you know we must succeed. Cause you find joy with me. King and queen, the crown, don't fit to it. No galley will bring you kind dog city. Blood pressure keep rise where you wind up, sissy. Beat by sound boy Richie. Hey, my man, I fuck, I'm well with me. Bring now your finger, the time don't beat me. Cargo do a man, no matter how more beefy.
Anything you need, girl. Anything you wish, girl. No worry, that old swing you left. I know the same.
Anything by Cao Dinero from Sierra Leone. Before that, Botombele by Omawuni and Flavor from Nigeria. And Adia by Oliver Ngoma from Gabon. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here in Washington. Stay tuned. When I come back, my guest will be right here in the studio. And we have some beautiful music for you. So don't go away.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love The African Beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back, The African Beat on The Voice of America. My guest is engineer Andrew Kemokaili, who is the vice presidential candidate for the National Grand Coalition Party in Sierra Leone. The West African nation will be having their presidential and parliamentary elections on March 7th. And Andrew Kemokaili is here to talk to us. Welcome to The African Beat, Mr. Kaili.
Thank you very much, David. Nice to be here.
The last time you were here, you were a member of the Sierra Leone People's Party, the main opposition party in Sierra Leone, and you were contesting for the flag bearership. But now you are here in a different capacity as running mate to Dr. Kanda Yumkela of the National Grand Coalition. So tell me, what happened?
Well, times have moved on. I was an aspirant for the Sierra Leone People's Party flag bearership. But since then, together with Dr. Yumkela and others, we've been intimidated in the party. The party no longer has the values it stood for. It has a mantra of one country, one people, and there was a lot of division within the party. There were members within the party, top members, that we are beholden to just have one person as the flag bearer. The party became very undemocratic. So we actually formed a group within the party called the Alliance that stood for constitutionality. We tried as best as possible to bring everybody together, but that failed. And we thought it was so important that we charted a new path for Sierra Leone that we decided to form our own party.
People will say members that actually left the SLPP to go to the NGC are disgruntled because they did not get what they want. People like you did not get what you want because you wanted a flag bearership and you did not get it, so you were disgruntled. That was why you left, just like Dr. Yumkela.
Well, yes, we were disgruntled, but not because we did not get the flag bearership. Only one person would have got the flag bearership in any case. We are disgruntled because the party was moving in the wrong direction. We are disgruntled because all attempts at bringing everybody together failed. We are disgruntled that the party no longer had the values that it was formed for. And that's why we moved. Some of us did not move because of positions. We moved because we felt it's so important that Sierra Leone charted a different path. And we could not see that being charted through the Sierra Leone People's Party. So yes, it's true, we are disgruntled. But we are disgruntled because of that reason, not because of power.
Most of the people that are going to the NGC now used to belong to the SLPP. Yeah. It's like two of the same.
It is true that you have a lot of people who were disaffected with the SLPP and have gone to the NGC. But by and large, when you look at the numbers we have, NGC is full of people who are fed up with the system in Sierra Leone. All of the young people, most of them are gravitating towards the party because they want change. There are also people who are apolitical, who never joined any political party, that are showing so much zest for the NGC now. So NGC is really a vehicle for change within the system, and people are clamoring for change. So it's not just disgruntled SLPP people. You have a lot more new people coming into the NGC. It's like that's the vehicle they're using for change.
You're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. And when we come back, our guest will tell us why should Sierra Leoneans believe in the change that NGC, the National Grand Coalition, is offering. But let's go to music right now. Baby Manga from Cameroon in Amiyo, the beautiful Amiyo. I'll be right back. Amiyo by Bibi Manga of Cameroon, the African beat on the Voice of America.
African beats.
People are tired. People are tired with the status quo. People are tired with the same old politicians. People are tired with the same old promises of, oh, when we come, we will do this, we'll do that. Why should people trust this change that NGC is talking about?
You know, David, the message is as good as the messenger. Rhetoric is cheap. Everybody can come in here. I'll do this for you. I'm the best thing since sliced bread. We'll change Sierra Leone into a land of milk and honey. But you have to trust the messenger. When you look at the records of Dr. Yumkela, his stellar record in international circles, in energy, in sustainable energy, working in UNIDO, implementing projects all over the world, projects that he's implemented locally, and the very record of the man in dealing with youth issues and promoting youth enterprises. When you look at my record, stellar record of 40 years, which I'm proud of in the public and private sector in Sierra Leone, employing people, building things in the engineering section, in the education sector, and working in the corporate world. When you look at our records collectively, and you look at the other people surrounding us in the NGC, and you look at the passion shown by Sierra Leoneans, it is a change that is a veritable change that is going to come. Education, we're going to declare an education emergency. Dr. Yumkela has already said that. It's one of the biggest problems we have in Sierra Leone, with which used to be called the Athens of West Africa, but now it's paled in insignificance compared to other countries. Graduate unemployment is high. Youth unemployment is generally very high, one of the highest in Africa, about 70%. We've got to build tech-focused institutes. We've got to build new school infrastructure. We've got to increase the number of contact hours in schools. We've got to look at girls' education. We've got to look at the university system. All of that is in our manifesto, and we're giving a hard thought to it. We're going to implement it. We're not just going to talk the talk. We're going to walk the walk. And we have people who are experienced. The other thing as well is education comprises 22% of our budget. You cannot take your worst managers and put them to manage the lion's share of your budget. We'll put our best managers in education. We will revamp the system. Total overhaul, an education emergency.
Yes, indeed. This is your favorite music show. And so don't go away. My guest has got so many interesting things for you today. And so stay tuned. There is the issue of dual citizenship in the country, in Sierra Leone. And when we come back, he will address that point.
Amusant. take back Kanye, you must take Clayton, take the mic when I'm on time, yeah. I'm going to get the quality, you have to take back Kanye, you sing the tone, that's your code, yeah. When I push it, I'm going to do the pay, and I'm just going to select a person, I'm going to call it, yeah. And the body, 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 the body,
Conakry by Sekuba Bambino and Aisha Kone in a special combination. Beautiful music from the continent. African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Mr. Kylie, this dual citizenship, I want to make one thing clear, that it is a law that is in the Sierra Leone Constitution. If you are a citizen of another country, you cannot be a parliamentarian. But this law has been there. There are certain laws that are not taking effect in the country, but this is a law that this government have decided to bring up and is now taking effect. Why do you think people are not happy that a law of the land is being implemented?
Well, first of all, it beggars belief that President Nkrumah, who came to power in 2007 mainly because of diasporan support, and whose members of parliament, most of them were from the diaspora, and he appointed ministers from the diaspora. And the dual citizenship has never been a problem. The fact remains that it beggars belief that somebody who basically came to power because of the diaspora is now turning against them. Yes, the law is there. Yes, there are lots of conflicts between the constitution and acts of parliament. And this is one particular case, because the constitution clearly states that you can't have dual citizens coming into parliament. But you had a dual citizenship act in 2006. Quite often you do have conflicts between the legislation and the constitution itself. And the constitution takes primacy. But the fact remains that they had so much time to correct this. The Constitutional Review Committee has tried to correct this, but yet still they issued a white paper that was in contrast against this. So you start wondering whether they did not do this just because they're trying to hit at one person. And in hitting at that one person, you disenfranchise so many people. You've hit out against so many people in the diaspora who wanted to stand for parliament. You've prevented so many people from expressing their rights in Sierra Leone, and all because ostensibly you're trying to hit at one person.
And that one person is your presidential candidate.
Well, it's quite obvious from the rhetoric of the ruling All People's Party that everything has been targeted towards Dr. Kande Yumkela, who had the dual citizenship. But he's now rescinded that. But obviously they thought that it may not be possible for him to do that. So this was a way of knocking him out of the race. I was with Dr. Yumkela in the SLPP, and we were all in the alliance. And for everything concerning Dr. Yumkela, they put impediments in his way. As if to say, they feared him, they did not want him to stand for this election. This is just a continuation of that.
So do you think people are just intimidated by him?
Well, let's be specific. I think the government is intimidated by him. Definitely, there are lots of conflicts between the constitution and legislation. It's not only on the citizenship issue and on several other issues. They had enough time to correct this, because as far as I know, it's not even an entrenched clause in the constitution. They did not do it. They left it till late because they thought it would catch somebody. And in so doing, it caught a lot of their people who got knocked by the wayside just because you ostensibly trying to target one person. And I think this is wrong. This is being ungrateful to people in the diaspora who are contributing upwards of $200 million a year towards the economy, people who have so many skills, people who are sending stipends to their relatives back home, people who have a passion for Sierra Leone, shown by the help they showed during the Ebola and the mudslide and several other disasters that we have, which are caused by this same very government. And then you turn around to them and say, look, you cannot stand for parliament. It beggars belief.
So if the National Grand Coalition wins this coming election in March, what would you do differently when it comes to this dual citizenship?
One of the things that we made very clear, and it's made very clear in our manifesto, is that the recommendations of the Constitutional Review Committee, which was headed by the late Justice Cowan, may God bless his soul, are going to be adopted wholesale, and he addressed this issue. This is something that was actually pointed out. The other thing that we're going to do for people in the diaspora is we're going to give them voting rights. It beggars belief that people who contribute upwards of 200 million cannot vote in that country. When you have Ghanaians in the diaspora voting, Guineans in the diaspora voting, we're going to restore that. We're going to, in our policies, in our manifesto, put a lot of things in place to try to attract these people back home, either temporarily or on a permanent basis. They're Sierra Leoneans. They care for the country. They've shown us through our disasters that they have this country at heart. They've attracted a lot of help for us from international circles. Why should we disenfranchise them?
We'll take a quick music break. Be Voted by Afrokumbo 87 from Sierra Leone. This used to be a hot song during the days at China House. Well, let's enjoy it, and we'll be back with more music on this great show. And when we come back, our guest, Mr. Andrew Kemokaile, will be talking about NGC's message to the people of Sierra Leone as they go to the polls. We'll be right back. What will be NGC's message to the people of Sierra Leone? What do you want the people to take as they go to the polls?
I think the people, and this is the surprise of NGC, people want change within that country. It's palpable. I can see it in the youths that follow us in our rallies. I can see it in the people that work in the offices that support us. I can see it in the number of apolitical people who are now getting very political with us. I can see it in people in the diaspora, about 70 or 80% supporting us. People want change. Not everybody wants a governance system that has been based on the same parochial system since independence, with these two parties, SLPP and APC, running roughshod over people, apart from brief interregnum of military regimes. Not everybody is satisfied at the corruption that's going on. Not everybody is satisfied that the decimation of our education system, at the parlous state of our health system, at the poor use of our natural resources. So basically the change is, if you're dissatisfied with these things, NGC offers an alternative. The alternatives we offer are very distinct. We're coming in and overhauling the governance system altogether. We're coming in and saying, let's manage our human resources properly. The health system, the education system, increase the contact hours in schools, build new infrastructure, get incentives for teachers, especially those working in remote areas. A whole package we're coming up with. Better management of our natural resources. Let's know who the beneficial owners are. Let natural resources lead to community development. Let's try to diversify our economy. You're doing all of that, but you need the enablers to grow that economy. You need electricity. You need ICT. You need all the things that will come in and make our economic sectors grow. Tourism, fisheries, and so on. So we have a package. We'll be unveiling our manifesto very soon. But Sierra Leoneans are very, very gung-ho about us, especially when they know we have a leadership that is results-driven, with Dr. Yumkala's record, stellar record over the years, and also with me in assisting him and with the vision we're creating for that country.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Andrew Kemo Kiley from the National Grand Coalition Party in Sierra Leone, who has been my guest on the African Beat today. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, David. Nice to be here.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Thank you very much. And now we go back to music on the African Beat from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Mama Rhoda is the next track on this beautiful day. And it's done for us by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. And right after that, Dama Area. And that's what we'll be closing the show with today from Liberia, Dama Area. But right now it's Mama Rhoda by Josie Chameleon from Uganda.
Yangu, yaka mingi na fikiri wewe wangu, kumbe unapoteza muda wangu.
Sigiliza,
Roda nimeta.
Area from Monrovia, Liberia, and right before that, Mama Roda by Josie Chameleon. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. And I want to say thanks to my guest today, Engineer Andrew Kemokaili, who is the vice presidential candidate for the National Grand Coalition Party in Sierra Leone. And remember, the Sierra Leone elections is on March 7, 2018. Till we meet again, I am David Van Der here in Washington, bidding you so long.
penna. Some a rock, no case by people. Some people a rock to be sell magic. All the people a rock to be up and down prostitute.